This is an iHeart podcast.
The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's check in again with the Commander-in-Chief.
End of quote. Repeat the line.
End of quote. Repeat the line. We're doing very, very well out here. Oh, and you know what? It is Friday. We might as well roll out this beauty from earlier in the week. Salute to Florida Man.
But one day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when Dave Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. And then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nix says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really.
Salute you, Florida Man. And by the way, shout out to Florida Man Radio. Just know we absolutely adore you. Absolutely adore you. Did you see? I think it was New York Post just ran this article of some big fat dude, naked as a jaybird, on the highway in Florida, gets on the back of a semi truck. He's on the back of the trailer. I don't know what exactly he's doing back there, but you know what he's doing? Being free. Here's a man who understands.
You know, freedom is not free.
It's not free. You have to practice it, Chris. I love this show on Fridays. You know what we do on Fridays?
We're changing people's lives.
Changing people's lives. Jesse, have you or are you planning on discussing the push for the digital dollar and its implications for freedom? I have touched on it very little. I'm aware of it. For people who aren't aware, allow me to explain it this way, and I'm only going to explain it in the most basic way. And I want to emphasize, I'm not dumbing it down for you. I'm dumb. I don't know enough about it to elaborate a ton because I don't need to know a bunch about it. What is it? They're trying to make how you buy things and sell things all digital. All digital. The digital dollar. Now, maybe that sounds convenient to you, right? You're already seeing a little bit of this with your phone, with credit card companies everywhere you go. Pretty convenient. Half the time, you don't even have to put the credit card in the little slot anymore. You just pull it out and tap it on there. I've never done that. I don't even know if my credit cards can do it, but pull out the credit card and tap it on there and you're good to go. It is very convenient. Very convenient. It also allows the government to have complete control over who can buy and who can sell. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Do you think you should trust this government, especially with the government corporate partnership we have, to decide whether or not you are allowed to buy, that box of ammunition? Because that's exactly the world it opens up for them. These are Jewish producer Chris's approved purchases. Ooh, I see. See, Chris is building an AR right now. Maybe they don't want Chris to have that lower for his AR. No, not good enough. And purchase denied. And what can Chris do about that? If we've gone to the all digital dollar, he can't do a thing about it. What's crazy is we talk about this stuff and it almost seems like we're talking about some dystopian future world when this is the world now they're trying to put in. It's not outside of the realm of possibility. You are going to have to barter to purchase things within your lifetime. You're going to have to barter. Who's been telling you to get some gold in your hands, by the way? Oxford Gold Group. Call them. They'll deliver gold to your front door. It is not outside of the realm of possibility you will barter to obtain whatever you want in the future in this country. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They'll take good care of you, I promise. Get some gold in your hands, silver in your hands. Get something in your hands, because look, this is not a sci-fi movie anymore. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, with the pace they're moving, you're telling me it's outside of the realm of possibility that you're going to have to go grab some gold coins from Oxford and go down to the dairy farmer's house and get some milk for you and the kiddos so you can eat? It's not. 833-995-GOLD. Call them now. They're easy to work with. 833-995-GOLD. All right? This is the era in which we live, and I don't like talking about that. It reminds me of that movie Demolition Man. Remember that movie Demolition Man? Chris, I can't believe you're looking at me like that. You honestly suck. You don't know anything. It's like working with a small child. It's kind of a comedy, Chris. It has Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes in it, and it's this, what you need to know about it? It's a future world where the government and corporations, they have this partnership. And it's sold as being very peaceful and nice, and really it's the most oppressive dictatorship. None of that sounds familiar, does it? And yeah, exactly. Chris said, I thought you said it was set in the future. Yeah, it's starring Klaus Schwab.
Waves of lockdowns and the stresses of finding work or returning to workplaces have even amplified the existential and often silent mental health crisis. So what should you do? You, the millennials and the Generation Z, what should you do differently? Most immediately, you are calling for the international community to safeguard vaccine equity to respond to COVID-19 and prevent future health crises. Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
Rumor has it he's actually starring in Demolition Man Part 2. I cannot confirm or deny. I can't confirm or deny. Shogun. The wife and I were at Yellowstone a couple years back, and we stopped at one of the hot pools along a busload of Asian tourists. Hot pools, by the way. He's talking about hot springs in lots of areas, including Yellowstone National Park. They're really cool. They're really fascinating. There are various areas where there's just a pond or a glorified puddle of water, and it's been heated under the ground, and so it can be freezing. It gets 20, 30 below in Yellowstone. I've been to Yellowstone a bunch. And you can get out and just get in one of these things. It's like getting in a hot tub. Word of caution, though, some of these things are actually boiling hot, so don't just strip off all your clothes and go swan diving into the closest hot spring you see. People actually die in these every year because they don't test the water. In they go, and out they come. Well done. Anyway, the guy says, a group of Asian tourists were walking the wooden path. We saw a game warden stand on the path. Off to the right, about 15 yards, we see a brown bear eating. By the way, that'd be a grizzly bear. They don't have brown bears in Montana. We keep walking and stop to take photos. Then the wife straightened up and looks at me and says, quote, what happens if the bear charges? Being the man I am, I say laughing, I push the Asian lady beside us. Wait for the bear to attack her, and we walk to the truck and wait. Guess the Asian lady looked at me like I was crazy. Wife asked me in the truck if I was serious. I said yes. He said I could say his name. His name is Troy. Well, that's that age-old line. How do you stop a grizzly bear? You actually only need a 22, pull it out and shoot your buddy in the knee and then take off running. It'll stop the grizzly bear. But look, I will say this. Tourists aside, be them Asian, white, or otherwise, I understand that I have had a more nature upbringing. I grew up in Ohio in the Rust Belt till I was 10, but even then I was rabbit hunting with my dad. I would carry toy guns. I was so young, and I'd be out. He'd have the beagles out running rabbits, and I'd be behind my dad. And then we moved to Montana, and it was pheasant hunting and elk hunting and deer hunting and antelope hunting and fishing and these things like that. And I understand that's not everybody's existence. Maybe you grew up, maybe you were born and raised in the city. That's fine. So I say this to you, and I say this to you in my loving way as a Jesse Kelly PSA. Please hear me. The Lion King wasn't real. The Lion King wasn't real. The animals, they actually don't sing and dance together.
They don't have big puppy dog eyes, and he broke my heart. I'm in love with her. Animals, all of them, they're dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Stay away. I promise, if you get close to that grizzly bear or that buffalo, I give you my word on my life, on the life of my family. He's never going to turn to you and talk in a funny voice, and you guys can sing and dance together. He might, however, turn and smash you into a fine powder into the ground in front of your family. Stay away from the animals! And if it sounds like I'm being emphatic, it's because I think it was just last week, I believe. Last week, someone else got gored in Yellowstone. Pulled out his phone. Oh, look at the buffalo. Look at how cute his fur is. Oh, stay there, Mr. Buffalo. Should we sing together? Ah, no, he's charging and I'm dead. Stay away from the animals. I say this to you as somebody, if we ever meet, like if you come to Israel with me next summer, remember we're doing a Holy Land tour of Israel next summer. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse and you can sign up right there. ChristianExpedition.com, 10 days in Israel. But if you come with me and we meet, because I'll obviously be on the trip, it's my trip, I'll show you the scars on my finger. Do you want to know how I got these scars on my finger? No, it's not my middle finger, Chris. Grow up. You want to know how I got these scars? I'll tell you in a second.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Everything's welcome. All your emails go to Chris. He prints them out for me. I read them all. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Monday is coming right around the corner. You know what? I don't want to bring you down. I shouldn't have even brought that up. Why did I bring up Monday? I was excited about Medal of Honor Monday, Chris, and then I got distracted. And yeah, we already have one. Oh, we already have one printed out. Don't worry about that. You know what we need? You know what we need? We need Maria Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen. Thank you. Of course. All right. You want to know how I got these scars on my finger? We had ferrets when I was a kid in Ohio. Don't shake your head, Chris. People have ferrets, vile little things. We had a above ground cage in the backyard and we kept ferrets there. And because I was a young boy, I would routinely go out and I would catch turtles. There were water moccasins, cottonmouths around, and I would take sticks and go play with the cottonmouths. Very dangerous. You know, standard traditional youth. I know, Chris. I know. It is a miracle I am still sitting here talking to you. And these ferrets. One day, I don't remember if I did anything wrong. I still don't feel like I did anything wrong, but I walked up to this cage. And I stuck my finger, my left index finger, through the cage, and I was just kind of wiggling my finger back and forth in the ferrets. Now, I want you to understand, I wasn't a cruel young man. Yeah, I would go out and shoot squirrels and stuff, but I know I wasn't chucking rocks at them or something like that. That's just not something I did. But I stuck my finger in the cage. Who knows? I was probably screwing off. You know me. I was probably screwing off. I stick my finger in the cage, and I'm wiggling my finger back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Wham! This ferret gets all over me and starts tearing my fingers to shreds. My dad hears me screaming from inside the house, and this ferret cage, gosh, it had to be 100 yards from the house, 100 yards from the back of the house. My old man is huge. He's like 6'4", 250. My dad is a big dude. Comes barreling out of the house. I can't get my finger out. The ferret won't let go of my finger. I'm lucky I still have a finger at this point in time. Oh, no, Chris, he didn't grab it. He was too worried. Now, we're talking about a cage, a steel cage here, right? Steel cage. My old man rears back and punches it through the mesh and punches the ferret back into the back of the cage and punches it off my hand. Yeah, Yeah, and I still have. I'll show you. Look, like I said, if I see you in Israel next year, I will show you my finger with the ferret. Wild animals are dangerous. I remember I went elk hunting with my old man one time too. And I mean all animals. It doesn't just have to be grizzly bears. Now, I've been elk hunting with my old man a lot, but this was bow hunting. Now, for those who don't understand hunting, bow hunting is different, obviously, than rifle hunting, not just because of bow. With a bow, you have to get a lot closer, and bow season is different than rifle season, meaning you have to bring them closer to you. How do you bring them closer? You have a bugle. You have a device you have to learn how to work your mouth and learn how to work your voice. Stop, Chris. I'm not making any dumb jokes. You have to learn how to work your mouth in a way that you can mimic the sound of another elk. This brings the bull elk, the male elks, it brings them to you. And if you're not familiar with elk, people think about elk like deer. Elk are several times larger than deer. They're gigantic. I mean, they're like horses. That's what they are, like horses with these big old racks on them. That's what they call the antlers. That's called a rack. Big old racks on these things. My old man sent me down into some gully. He was standing off to the side, and I went down in this gully. He probably didn't send me. I probably volunteered to go, and it's all wooded, all these pine trees around, so it's real thick. And I go down into this gully, and I start bugling. So I was pretty good with the bugle. I start bugling this elk in, and This is top five most scared I've ever been in my entire life. It works. And when the elk are coming to the bugle, you should understand they're coming to fight. They're coming to fight other elk. So this thing starts smashing its way through the trees towards me. It sounded like it would be similar to what you would hear in the movies. I'm sitting there and I'm a scrawny 15, 16 years old at the time. And I'm kind of hidden out behind the trees. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 the bushes, because they're making as much noise and destroying as much as they can on the way. They don't even just walk by trees. They'll scrape their rack against their tree to make as much noise as possible, stomping down little saplings. Animals, I love them. They're dangerous. Stay away from the animals. Stop approaching the animals at Yellowstone and other places. I know they look so cute in their puppy dog eyes. Even those baby seals. Ladies, talking to you. I know you watch the little nature shows and look at that baby seal and his big eyes. Yeah, if you walked up to that worthless little pudge ball, he would probably eat your face off. Stay away from animals, all right? All right, here. Deer fish slaughter. Can you please educate people on what controlled opposition is and how it's used by the communists in the media and the news? He says, do you think mainstream media like Fox or Newsmax is just the controlled opposition? Wouldn't that explain why they seem to flip-flop so much on issues? For example, one moment Tucker is interviewing you on a show, and the next moment Fox is covering a child transgender stories and promoting it. Look, this is what... It says I can use her name. Her name is Janelle. This is what controlled opposition simply is. And this is something you should understand. Communists have used this from the beginning of time. When you hear people use the words like controlled opposition today, they're always referencing, maybe they are referencing Fox or Newsmax or whatever, or maybe they're referencing somebody like Mitt Romney or the Republican Party in general. Controlled opposition. But lots of times people don't take the time to explain what that means at all. You should understand this is not an American concept. This is consistent with every communist regime. They've all done this, and they've done this to great effect, and it's happening right now all around you. I will explain what that means in just a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can watch me do this show if you have any desire to do so. On the simulcast, you have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. Jesse, if you were to add another president to Mount Rushmore, who would you choose? No, Chris pointed to me. Chris, that's so out of line. It wouldn't be right. Only because they said president. If they'd said person, it would, of course, absolutely have been me. I think we all know I'm never going to grace the office of the presidency with my presence. Calvin Coolidge? You know what? No. Andrew Jackson was freaking awesome, and he gets a bad reputation by all these namby-pamby losers who bring you the history today. I'm telling it again. I've told you this story before. It's my second favorite. I think it's my second favorite history story of all time. Andrew Jackson. He just loved to fight. Remember, at the age of 14, he was taken captive by the British. And think how scared. Now, when I was 14, I mean, were you sure of yourself at 14? I think I was about the size of a toothpick. When Andrew Jackson, when he was 14, he was taken as a prisoner of war, and a British officer demanded that he shine his boots for him. I haven't even gotten to my favorite story yet. And he refused, so much so he got slashed in the head by the guy's saber. Andrew Jackson just loved to fight and kill people, and he was awesome at it. And he was just a nutball. So there was this guy, and I'm not researching for, I didn't prep for this. You know I don't prep for the show. There was this guy who was the best dueler around by a mile. Remember, this was the era of duels. Pistol, you each have a pistol, turn, shoot, try to kill each other. Some guy, I think his number was 26. I think he'd killed 26 people. He was dominant. He and Andrew got in an argument. The guy not only accused Andrew, I believe, of trying to get out of a gambling debt, he insulted his wife. You don't insult Andrew Jackson's wife. Andrew Jackson challenges the best dueler around to a duel. Andrew Jackson knows he cannot defeat this person. He's just better and faster. So does Andrew Jackson apologize and get out of the whole thing? Said, hey, let bygones be bygones. Did he go to the guy and say, Hannah, I don't even like my wife. No big deal. No, he didn't. Andrew Jackson got an overcoat that was much, much, much too big for him. So it was just hanging off him like you're wearing your dad's clothes. And they did their duel. And Andrew Jackson, when it was time to turn and shoot, he turned and allowed the other guy to shoot him. The other guy did shoot him, shot him in the chest, inches from his heart, mind you. Jackson hardly flinches, having just gotten shot in the chest, raises his weapon and shoots the guy dead. Had the bullet in his chest the rest of his life. Andrew Jackson should be on Mount Rushmore. Instead, they're trying to strike him off the $20 bill and, oh, it's the Trail of Tears. We don't have this country without Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was born to end lives. Born to end the lives of the enemies of America. Gosh, I love Andrew Jackson. It's my second favorite history story ever. Hey, Shogun, if you had to pick one, would you rather go to dinner at Red Lobster with a feminist or go to a restaurant with crappy food with someone you love? I assume that's either yourself or Clarence Thomas. Thanks for fighting those commie fish, sir. Oh, I'd go to Red Lobster with a feminist. No, and look, you can say that's unhealthy, but I know that's unhealthy. I understand I have an unhealthy relationship with food. And how devastating is this? I have now passed that down to my youngest son. The wife makes the best fettuccine Alfredo in the history of the world, and she made it for me and the boys the other night. And we're sitting there, we're by each other, and we're eating, and my youngest son, Luke, is sitting right beside me. And all of a sudden, he's just sunny and bright. And she looks at him and says, oh my goodness, you're your father. Good food puts you in a good mood. It does. Food affects my mood. When I eat a bad meal, you can ask the poor fellows. You can ask Michael and Chris. They'll be on that Israel trip, by the way. When I eat a bad meal or I haven't had a meal, it puts me in a bad mood. A bad lunch will put me in a bad mood for a long time. A good meal puts me in a good mood. And that's not good. That's not healthy. But that's true. People will say things like there's a new burger joint in my area. And you know I love burgers. I'm all about burgers. I keep asking friends because friends keep going there. Oh, I went with the wife. I went with the fellas. Went to the new burger joint. And I keep asking every single one of them, how was the food? How was the place? And to a man, to a woman, you know what they tell me? Oh, it was, the food was okay. Man, really cool spot though. Really cool spot. I'm never going to that place. What does having a cool spot, what does that do for me? I'm hungry. If I want a cool spot, I'll stay at home. If I want a cool spot, I'll go on vacation somewhere. I go to restaurants. I spend extra money going to restaurants because I want to eat good food. Oh, the food's okay, but it's a really cool spot. I'm never coming at all. I will never grace that place with my presence at all. I would sit there in Red Lobster. And look, if you're sitting there with the feminist, you just know you're going to have to deal with certain things. Right off the bat, I'll slip the waitress an extra $5 and say, can you bring us extra cheddar bay biscuits? Because we all know she's going to have about 3 orders on her own. And then she'll be yelling at me the whole time about how I talk and about eating meat and about everything else. And she's going to smell like cat litter. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. But what does that matter to me? I'll still have a good meal. Would I rather go to a crappy place with someone I love? Why? I can spend time with someone I love without getting crappy food. Jesse, Chris, by the way, Chris pointed out about how bad food puts me in a good mood, or bad food puts me in a bad mood. And, you know, I told you can go to the Holy Land with me and Chris and Michael and my fam and whatnot next year, next summer, summer 2023. You go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse and you can sign up right now. You can sign up right now. A bunch of people already have. I don't know how big it'll get, but probably big and fun. Chris just held up a sign that said 10 days of Jewish food. I hadn't really thought of it that way, Chris. You people can't eat at all. It's really bad. No, you can't, Chris. You can't. Where's the cheese? Why is there no cheese? There's no what, Chris? Yeah, I know you can't have beef and cheese together. Buddy, that's not going to work for me, okay? Where am I going to get a cheeseburger over there? If you think I'm going to eat olives and fish for 10 days, you've got another thing coming. You know what? I take it back. Maybe nobody should come to Israel. I may just be angry like a wounded grizzly bear the entire time. I can't guarantee. Look, I can't guarantee I won't kill somebody. Why not? You people have killed people over there, Chris. All right, never mind. We're moving on. Jesse, love the show. New listener. Found you after the Glenn Beck appearance. Have you read or talked to Jack Carr? He's a former SEAL who wrote The Terminal List. I guess The Terminal List is some new show on Amazon. It's supposed to be really good, starring Chris Pratt. Jack Carr was the Navy SEAL who actually authored the book. Actually, I have. I've interviewed Jack Carr a couple times, and yes, we tend to get along well. All right, we only have one segment left for Ask Dr. Jesse Questions, and we're going to churn and burn through that segment just as soon as you go to MyPillow.com and get the greatest pillow ever. They're having a flash sale right now. Mike is ticked off something fierce about getting kicked out of Walmart. He's not backing away, and they decided as kind of an up yours, they were going to do a flash sale and try to get everyone to have a MyPillow. I mean, I've told you this pillow, it fixed my wife's neck problems. It fixed her neck problems. They're miraculous. My sons sleep with them. We have now because we keep buying. Every time there's a sale, we keep stocking up on them for gifts. I think we have like 8 MyPillows in the house at this point. You can get a MyPillow right now for as low as $19.88. You got to go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the code Jesse. That gets you the best deal I've ever seen on a MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Stay off that phone. Just give them a call. 800-845-0544.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show here on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email me anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what? I almost feel like I've been neglectful today. It is Friday, after all. Aren't we all entitled to a little Frito Bandito?
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Yay! I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Oh, that was beautiful. Chris keeps bringing up that all the crappy Jewish food I'm going to have to eat when we all go to Israel together next summer. And I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. Do you even have Mexicans in that country over there? I'm going to need Mexican food, Chris. There are no Mexicans in Israel. What is with your immigration system over there? I understand it's effective, but I'm going to need some queso. I'm going to need enchiladas at some point. Do you people eat steak? Do you eat steak? Don't shrug your hands and be, oh yeah, of course we eat steak. Do you do something Jewish to it or something? As long as it's slaughtered kosher. Okay, we'll eat steak together. We'll eat steak. You asked about lamb. I'm a big gyro guy. I love gyros, so I'll eat gyros all day long. Or gyros where I come from. Oh, remember, tomorrow's Saturday. Practice for 10 minutes. 10 minutes of practice, Saturday or Sunday. Not even both. Saturday or Sunday, 10 minutes of practice with your Mantis X system. I promise you, I am going to practice this weekend. I'm actually going to put it on my Glock 19 and practice in my living room with my sons. Remember, it attaches to your weapon. You don't need to fire a shot. You don't need to drive to the range. You practice with your weapon inside of your home. You will get better. 10 minutes. I'll give it to you. You give it to me. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Burger Oracle. When making a Jesse burger, is it okay to mix in shredded sharp cheddar before cooking instead of cheese slices on top? Thank you for your time. I can say his name. His name is Rick. He says Semper Fi. Semper Fi, Rick. Rick, did I say sharp cheddar? Did I say mix in sharp cheddar? Rick, you said Semper Fi to me. That leads me to believe you were a Marine. What is one thing they screamed at us over and over and over again in boot camp? I know this because to this day, I scream it at my sons when they have screwed something up. What is it, Rick? You're probably saying it right now, so I don't even have to say it to everybody, but I'm going to say it anyway, Rick. What is it? Failure to follow simple instructions. Failure to follow simple instructions. Did I say mix in sharp cheddar? Did I say sharp cheddar at all? I said American cheese slices. This is America, baby.
You know, freedom is not free.
We use American cheese on our burgers. Jesse, I don't know if you talked about this subject. VA home loans. I got out in 97. I'm 49 years old. I've never owned a home. I tried using it a few years ago, but was told my credit score was too low. Since then, I've worked to improve it, but this is what I hear now. Home sellers don't want to work with the VA because the process is too slow. VA home inspectors are too picky. And there are big real estate companies that snatch those homes all over the place. I can't compete with them. I was wondering if you have any info that I may not be aware of because this seems to be a useless benefit so far. Says I can use his name. His name is Antonio. One thing about the big real estate companies, BlackRock. In fact, it's something, frankly, we should probably talk about more on the show. BlackRock is one of the most gigantic evil companies on the face of the planet. They are snatching up homes at an alarming rate right now. And what happens is when these gigantic mega corporations start snatching up homes, they simply have access to financing that you and I don't have access to with a speed you and I don't have access to. I mean, if I want to get a home loan, like I have a home loan now. If I want to get a home loan, what do I have to do? I have to apply. How much are you going to put down? Please show evidence of your finances. How much money do you make? You know what it's like. You have to get put through the ringer to get approved for a home loan. That's a process that takes time. BlackRock shows up. Oh, I want this house. Here's my letter of certification that I'm just going to write a check for this. This is going to be liquid. Done. Home's mine. Period. How do you and I compete with that? We don't. And this is what happens. Not under capitalism. This isn't capitalism. This is cronyism. when there's a gigantic corporate government partnership out there, it squashes you and me. As far as the VA home loan process goes, I qualify for one too because my time in the Marines. I've never once used one though. They can help out if you've got some rough credit, but I've never found the VA home loan process to be efficient. I didn't frankly find their rates to be that good. I thought the whole thing was cumbersome. If you have the option, buddy, consider maybe a credit union or something like that of some kind. People don't utilize local credit unions enough. You get a better customer service. Oftentimes you get better rates. Now, are they Chase Bank? You know, do you get all the Learjet trimmings? No, but in my opinion, it's worth it. My opinion. Dear handsome one, I love that. You know what, Chris? I prefer if you would address me as that from now on, handsome one. Dear handsome one, I had a conversation with my friend who was just as upset with all this COVID nonsense as I was. I had hoped that she was coming around to being a conservative. Now that Roe versus Wade thing came out, she's upset and said she's only voting Democrat because it's made women second-class citizens. I was trying to make the point that what affects her more now, high gas prices and inflation or abortion, which she's past the age of bearing children anyway. She said, I haven't been around enough angry females that are super mad about this, and Republicans have screwed themselves out of the midterms. It made me nervous, and I wondered your thought. Okay, don't be worried about that. There's no indication Roe versus Wade is moving the needle for Democrats at all. On top of poll numbers, you know how I know that? They're not hardly talking about it anymore. They dropped that thing like a hot potato about a week after it. And to be frank, back to the poll numbers, yes, your harpy friend and her harpy friends, they may be really angry that they're not allowed to murder babies anymore. But like you pointed out before, that is simply not going to move the needle for most Americans, not even politically involved Americans. Most Americans, when you can't afford groceries, remember, the number is over 20% of Americans they're postponing retirement. Postponing retirement. When you've watched what you've worked your whole life, what you've worked your whole life for, and you watch its value evaporate before your eyes, you're not voting based on abortion. You're voting based on who can give me that value back. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. Jesse, who would win a gun battle, liberals or conservatives? That's how we should solve our problems with each other. Arm every loudmouth leftist and communist and let conservatives do the same. To have a civil war, that's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea. We don't need to be shooting each other out here. And like I've said before, when do we get violent, Jesse? When do we get violent? Let me put it to you this way. You're never going to have to ask me when it's time. If that time ever comes, and I pray it never will, if that time ever comes, you're not going to have to ask me. You're going to know. Until that time, peaceful, legal. We have a lot of different wins we can get in this country. Keep the guns to yourselves. Well, I take that back. Buy lots of guns and ammo, but don't use them on anybody unless you're in self-defense. All right. Keep your chin up. It's going to be a great weekend. You know why? Because I'm still here, Chris. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.